Welcome everyone. My name is Sue Kennedy from the Author Academy and Sue Kennedy Publishing. Today in the studio we have the amazing Sonia Young. She has not just published one book but has decided to publish two books. So it's so exciting and amazing to have Sonia here with us today. So welcome Sonia.
Thank you Sue. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you here. So I thought perhaps because you've got two books, maybe we'd talk about one book at a time so that the audience can get a real feel for each book, if that's okay with you.
Yep, that's fine.
Awesome. Okay, so we might talk about the first one, which is the first one you did start writing, which was My Poetic Journey. So can you just tell us a little bit about what that book is about?
Well, My Poetic Journey, An Unexpected Gift, is about lots of different poems, over 30 poems that came to me very unexpectedly. And because of this, I decided to put them in a book and publish them and share them with people. They're about little journeys that I've been through in my life. Mm-hmm. Very first poem I wrote was about my baby who passed away when I was pregnant. And then I went on to write many other poems about difficult situations in my life.
Oh, that's fantastic. So clearly it's helpful for the reader because they will probably resonate on some level with the poems that you have written.
That's what I'm hoping, that they will touch many hearts. But I also have like different categories in the book. There's spiritual, whimsical, gratitude. So not only poems about things I've been through, but other poems that hopefully will touch people's hearts in a different way as well.
Oh, that's fantastic because, you know, I mean, there's so many different poetry books out there, but that just, yours sounds so lovely and so unique. So that's awesome. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about why you wanted to write this particular book.
Well, I didn't really plan on writing a poetry book. I had planned on writing a story, a novel about my firstborn baby who passed away. That had been something that I wanted to do for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I started writing that, but then my dad got really sick and other things started happening, so I pushed that to the side, and then all of a sudden these poems started coming to me. And I thought, well, since they've come to me so unexpectedly, I will put them in a book and publish them and share them with other people.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so how did you feel once you actually finished writing this book?
Yeah, it was kind of surreal, like once I'd finished it and published it and I started handing it out to a few people whose name I had used in the book. Yeah, it was kind of amazing, like, that I had done this, that it was actually in my hands, like a hard copy. It's just amazing.
So how did you actually, like, describe to us how you felt when you actually got to hold that book in your hand for the very first time?
I felt very excited and accomplished. I guess I actually finished something.
Yeah.
Something tangible and something that I'm hopefully will touch lots of people's hearts when they read it.
Yeah. And obviously one of the proudest moments in your life.
Yes, yeah. And
apart from children, of course, and getting married.
Yes, and one of the poems I wrote is called It's the First Anzac Day. That was about my dad who was in the Vietnam War. He passed away in early 2017. I had the honour of reciting that at the Anzac Day Dawn Service at Currajong in 2018. And just recently one of Dad's army mates contacted me. Mum told him about the poem and I sent him a copy, and he asked me if he could recite it at the Anzac Day Dawn Service this year in Western Australia.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, I said, yes, I'll be honoured if you recited it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, it's so lovely. Awesome. And so what would you say to someone who's thinking of writing a book or sharing their story?
Well, as Sue has always told me, there's a story in everyone.
Yes.
And I was a person who kept everything to myself usually and didn't share anything. But then these poems came to me. I thought, well, I have to share them and hopefully touch many hearts. That's what I'm hoping to do. And yeah, I think just go for it, because a lot of people have been through probably the same similar thing that what to what you have, but you don't realize it until you start talking to other people. You think you may be the only one, but when you start sharing your story, you just realize just how many other people have been through something similar.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't realize. I mean, so many people go, oh, who would want to know about my story? But there are people out there that, our story will resonate. If it's not one person, it'll be many. There will be at least one person out there, but as I say, it's usually more because the situations we all go through are similar on so many levels. So that's amazing. Okay, so how has this book helped you, and how do you think it'll help others?
Well, that's a good question. I guess it's kind of helped me to open up more, and having these like short little stories about poems about what I've been through, I guess that has released some of the feelings that I've kind of kept locked away. And I've written one called Riptide that's about my daughter who went through a lot of anxiety and depression. Another one, pregnant at 16, that was my other daughter who got pregnant very unexpectedly at 16. And I just sharing my thoughts and feelings on that and how you kind of think that you're being judged and whatnot, but really you're not, because when you start talking to other people, you realize how many other young mums are
Common.
out there, how common it is, even though it's kind of not what you had planned for your daughter,
No.
and you just got to do the best you can in that situation. So I'm just hoping that other people, when they read the book, that maybe they can open up their hearts as well, share their stories with different people, and know that they're not alone, that there are many people going through similar things, and they, and it's okay to share. No one's going to judge you, no
No.
judgment, no condemnation, because we all have our own journey, we all have our own stories, and you can't judge another person because
Exactly.
we're all going through our own stuff.
That's right. Exactly. So, and it's how we deal with it, and one of the ways you've dealt with it is to put it into words and into a book to help others. So I think that's just amazing.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So thank you for doing that. Okay, is there anything else you would like to tell us about your book?
Well, one of the poems, Hidden Treasures, that was inspired by a lady from church named Ramona. I turned that one into a children's book. That's about all the hidden treasures God has hidden inside us, and we find them along the way. I didn't find writing until I was in my 40s. So there's lots of hidden treasures throughout
Yeah.
your life that you'll continue
So
to
Hidden
find.
Treasures is the other book that you've written and
Yes.
published. Fantastic. Just letting the readers know. Oh, our audience, I should say. Fantastic. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. If you would like to purchase a copy of Sonia's books, head on over to her website, which is soniaeyoung.com.au, and you'll be able to get some more information on both books and be able to grab yourself a copy there. Thank you again and have a wonderful day.